the rest of the story. August 1910, the Rocky Mountains were on fire. In northern Idaho, Coeur d'Alene National Forest, a raging wind that had swept down from high ground was spreading the conflagration miles per day. It's the afternoon of the 20th. The wall of flames is rapidly advancing toward a canyon. Inside that canyon is an old mine tunnel, and inside that mine tunnel are 43 men held at gunpoint. The men are crying, some are praying. The 44th man, the man holding the gun, is a Forest Service Ranger they call Big Ed. This is his district, these are his men. Unable to fight off the fiery torrent any longer, the Rangers retreated to this abandoned mine only minutes before, and then, panicking, they scrambled to get out again. And that's when Big Ed pulled the gun. Now he's talking to them in low, dead tones. Face down, he is saying. Now, he is saying. And slowly the Rangers put belly to the dirt. Big Ed knows this will be their only chance when the suffocating heat and smoke and fire gas pour into the tunnel. The only air fit to breathe will be near the floor. The canyon is sealed off, Big Ed is saying to them. We've got to stay put. The roar of the wind and the flames is growing louder now. Big Ed grabs a blanket they had used to beat back the small stuff, hangs the blanket over the timbers at the tunnel entrance. There is water in the tunnel. Big Ed ladles the water with his hat and drenches the timbers and the blanket. The roaring is louder now. The canyon has become an inferno. The timbers are on fire now, but Big Ed keeps dousing them with water, and then suddenly everything goes black. It was 5 a.m. and scary calm when he came to. Five Rangers never left the tunnel. But the rest, stumbling to their feet, half blind, clothing scorched, groped their way over smoldering logs, crawling at times all of the miles back to Wallacetown and to safety. The 38 Rangers in Big Ed's command, who made it out alive, never forgot why. Because at that moment of panic, when they would have bolted straight into the firestorm, one man kept his head and gave them another crack at life at the point of a gun. Big Ed braved the perils of his job for two more decades, only to retire and then get himself killed in a traffic accident 1 week shy of his 63rd birthday. Yet by then, throughout the North Woods, Big Ed was fully grown into the bunion-sized boots of a genuine American hero. He only did what he had to do, he said. What he was born to do, others would say. For today, the city of Chicago celebrates the valor and honors the memory of a Polish-born Revolutionary War hero, Count Kazimierz Pulaski. Every American history class knows him and his brave deeds. But now you have met Big Ed, Edward C. Pulaski, the Idaho Forest Ranger, who once yanked 38 men from the jaws of hell, carrying on his broad shoulders a family tradition of heroism. For he was Count Kazimierz Pulaski's Ohio-born great-grandson. And now you know the rest of the story.